It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. The Lincoln National Forest is restricting campfires due to high fire danger tied to ongoing drought conditions. The Stage 1 restrictions implemented this past Friday include prohibitions on campfires or other fires except in a Forest Service provided grill or other designated fire structures. First Lady Jill Biden's office announced this weekend that she will visit Albuquerque this week and Window Rock, the Navajo Nation's capital in Arizona. Additional information on the First Lady's visit is said to be released this week. This month, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed legislation into law legalizing adult-use cannabis in the state. Retail sales are expected to start by April of next year. On a recent Issues and Answers television forum on KRWG Public Media, I talked with two people involved in the cannabis industry to understand a little bit more about what our state can expect with this big change. Joining us now is Ben Lewinger, Executive Director for New Mexico's Cannabis Chamber of Commerce, and Wiley Atherton, General Manager of Seven Point Farms. Thank you both for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having
Anthony.
Me.
Ben, I'd like to start with you. Sponsors of this legislation said that this could potentially create 11,000 new jobs, $300 million in annual sales, and $50 million in revenue for the state in the first year alone. Now, an analysis on the bill said it was more like $30 million, but I'd like to hear from you. What can New Mexicans expect with this industry?
Sure, thanks, Anthony. So the numbers that we're hearing are 11,000 new jobs and $30 to $50 million a year in revenue to the state for a fully matured market. So I think the numbers that we can expect the first few years are maybe in the $30 to $40 million range annually. But then after 5 years, in excess of $50 to $100 million for a fully matured market. And that's recurring revenue. That's revenue that we're going to come to expect and rely on every single year.
Wiley, what are you preparing for with your business with expecting more people to come in who aren't in the medical marijuana program in New Mexico?
Sure. So Seven Point is kind of uniquely positioned in the sense that we started as a wholesale only operation and slowly scaled up into retail. But I would say that we're definitely one of the outliers in how much of our capacity is dedicated to production in versus how much is dedicated to retail. So we have a much greater percentage of product available on the back end to put through our retail operations in the event of shortages or of a huge surge in people coming through the door and buying our products. Like I said, we're definitely the outlier. I think everybody else is kind of in that rock and a hard place between scaling up now within the structure of the medical program versus waiting to see what kind of rules get promulgated and what the licensure and the production structure looks like so that they know what kind of moves they need to make. But I don't think anybody would argue that just across the board, New Mexico needs to increase its capacity to produce to meet this new demand. I think that that's generally a consensus.
So Ben, if there are folks who are in the medical marijuana program right now who are very concerned that they're going to be impacted by this change, what would you have to say to them?
I think there will be positive impacts by this change. I think one of the biggest things in protecting the medical cannabis program is finalizing that there won't be any GRT on medical cannabis, and there definitely won't be any other taxes. So the cannabis excise tax, as it's written, none of those taxes apply to the medical cannabis industry because cannabis is used as medicine by those patients, and it shouldn't be taxed. So again, that diversity of product, the lower price point, I think is what's going to keep people in the medical cannabis industry. And then there are provisions in statute that say that companies have to reserve a percentage of their product for medical cannabis patients. And if there's ever a lull, new producers, it's written in statute that new producers could be asked to only produce for a medical market up front. And while you can apply to be a medical only cannabis provider, you can't apply to only provide cannabis in an adult use market. So every single producer, every single dispensary in New Mexico will have to continue to serve a medical cannabis program into the future.
Wiley Atherton, General Manager of Seven Point Farms, and Ben Lewinger, Executive Director of New Mexico's Cannabis Chamber of Commerce. Thank you both for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You can view the entire episode of Issues and Answers, Cannabis Legalization, at our website, krwg.org, in the local television section. Marketplace Morning Report is coming up next.